imprints left, you see, from past lives, you see, there. So together, then it just clicks, you see. So it's like a knot, it's like a thread that completely caught, you see. I mean, there's so much caught, you see. You know, no way to, I mean, you never know how you can release this, you know. It looks like impossible, you see. impossible. Maybe I better burn the whole thread, you know, or they throw away the garbage. So, but then you know the one technique, but then you know the point where to start, you see. You know the point, once you know that, then it's very easy, just you know, a few seconds you can release, you see. But once you don't recognize that, then you see, even the whole day, you know, cannot see. So then just clicks, you see, when the old conditions put together, the old is together, then, you know, it just clicks, and then you see. So I guess many meditators, I think the present, the past, you know, and the great meditators, then you see. So it's like a stand, you see. The, yeah, so then recognize object. The analysis of the four vital points, so that's very, very true. First, you see, recognize the gaksha object to be repeated. Then you see emptiness. You see, of that, you see. So it's, that, you know, so this way of analyzing, as it's said like this, it's exactly like that. Then suddenly you recognize, you see, the color of the tangles, you know, the red, yellow, I mean, blue, red, yellow. Existing from a society, you see, that, and you see, and then the ceiling, look at the ceiling. The ceiling is also existing. But I mean, of course, you've been seeing ceiling, all these things, you've been seeing all this, you know, in this life, so many years, but never recognized, never come to know, never recognized. You see, so now, only now, you see, the ceiling also exists from inside, you see. So wherever you look at, once you recognize one object to be repeated, you see, and then wherever you look at, it's all like that. It's all hallucination. It's all hallucination, see. So the ceiling is also like that. And then you look at the eye is also like that. The self, you see that way, you see. And you see what the Lama said, it's the eye on the eye, vase on the vase, of course, vase on the vase, and then vase on the vase. So the vase, first vase is the true existence, you see, I guess, you see. That's vase on the vase, vase on the vase. So the first vase, I think, true existence, vase on the vase. So, bars not off, bars on the bars. So first bars truly extend, the second bars, you see, I think the merely imputed bars. You see, so I think then you see the eye on the eye, you see. Really, you think of the eye, they're exactly the same. Has no true existence because it is a dependent arising. So just very simple like that, you see. Simple, but most profound. That's it. So then you see the eye couldn't stay, you see. Can't stay, you see. Because the reason is like from a bomb, dependent on dental images, dependent arising, like from a bomb. So then after you recognize the eye on the eye, see the yeah, the object, that is the object, the eye is object beauty. So you see, so can't stay, you know, cannot. Then that time, you see, that time then fear arises. Then you see, unbelievable, deep fear rises. Then see, so one must get the whole idea before this. What happens when you realize and when you come to this point, you know, what happens to the mind? See, the whole, what happens? This is unbelievable, most unbelievable fear, and then you see, what to do with that? See, you must have idea, before that, you know, must know what to do before that. Otherwise, a great obstacle happens. You are just about to realize emptiness. You see, fortunate person to realize, to see the emptiness, Madhyamika middle view. You see that. By realizing this with this wisdom, then you can eradicate the ignorance, root of samsara, root of oceans of suffering, helping root of oceans of hunger, root of oceans of suffering, hunger animals, root of oceans of suffering, human beings, root of oceans of suffering, sura asuras, intermediate. So see, the root of suffering, from where all the karma delusion arises, the root of the ignorance. You see, so to eradicate that, you win over the ignorance. You see, from beginningless rebirth. I mean, I say, you're not conquered and defeated by the ignorance, not only from this morning, not only from the birth, from beginningless, but you are defeated by the ignorance. You see, always defeated by, always defeated by the ignorance, you see. So now it's time to overcome the ignorance. You defeat the ignorance, conquer. So it's to know what would happen and what you should do. You see, as I explained yesterday, should know that you should be prepared. You see, otherwise, then you see you think, fear rises, you see. The fear is something very deep here. So then you think, you're following nihilism. You're not following nihilism. You are in the correct channel. You are in the correct path. You are in the correct. Your meditation worked. You are in the correct. You see, you're just about to realize emptiness. Okay. Just about to realize emptiness. And then you see all that, you know. Then you see, you're afraid, you know. Because losing fear, so you see, unbelievable fear, then also you have a misunderstanding. You have misunderstanding, you are following nihilism. You know, you are following nihilism. So because there's so much emphasis in the teachings, you know, that teachings, so much emphasis, you see, about danger of falling nihilism, you see, so much. So then you're scared of falling nihilism. Falling nihilism, then you see, you have no idea what to do, then you stop. Just about to realize emptiness, then you stop, you see. Then you're so scared, that so deep, very deep fear. You don't think emptiness for years, you see. You know, you don't want to meditate on emptiness for years, like that kind of, you see, like that, you see. So scared. So like that, you see. So one thing is, you're not following nihilism. But you see, you're not for nihilism, but looks like that, you see, losing the eye, you see. So that total losing eye, that has to happen. I mentioned already yesterday, Kasan Jayamon, what he said, you see, with the supper, Tibetan Lama, Kasan Jayamon. So I think this Kasan Rinpoche, the incarnation, you see, he, one of his, I don't know which life, but one of his past lives, I think. Then this huge obstacle happened. So Jabje Kunle Lama Rinpoche, from whom his sinners, you see, received the elaborate comment from the Bodhicitta Avatara, and Bodhgaya, you see, Rinpoche said that, you see, then, this kind of experience is that you know, knowing the teachings on emptiness half, and not knowing complete teachings on emptiness, but knowing half. You see, it's like Rinpoche said that it's like the child put in a horse. You know, probably you call a child even 20 years old or 25 years old, but then. Small, you know, not like this, but as a small child, you know, a small child, you put in a horse, you use that example, it's like that. So you're on a horse, but you don't have to ride, you see, so that. So he said in his teachings that if you have a lot of merit, if you have a lot of merit collected in the past, you see, to realize emptiness, you know, if you have a lot of merit collected in the past, then realizing emptiness has no difficulties. He said if there's a lot of, collected a lot of merits in the past, you see. Then we started teachings on emptiness, you know, or recited, you see, maintained or like that in the past. So a lot of merit in the past. Then in this life to realize emptiness, that person has no difficulties. Collected a lot of merit, you see, say, a lot of imprint from past, you see. So who has shortest merit or the same, you know, the imprint, you see, then. Difficult to realize emptiness is that. So therefore, we have to understand, in this life, to study as much as possible and to meditate, you see, and as much as possible. Obviously, even the realization doesn't happen now, but you see, to study as much as possible, to learn and to meditate, you see, as much as possible. So that seems extremely essential. Making preparation for the future life, you see, so that in the future life, you see, become, say, extremely easy. There are many meditators who see, realize emptiness while they're working, not while they're meditating like this, but while they're working. While they're physical activities. So that I don't remember the name of the meditator, but somebody realized emptiness while they're cutting the wood. During the teachings, somebody realized, emptiness during the teachings. Then you see that the eyes completely lost. So then the mentor, you see, was holding the rope. You know, the eyes completely lost. The mentor is holding the rope, holding the donga, this one. Holding the donga, you know, holding donga, you see, like this. So then, the definition, something, say, the eye is not non-existent, but I exist because of holding the donga. something that, you know. But the real I is a total lost, you see. So the is so afraid in the, you see, holding on tonga, you see, like that, you see. So then the I is not completely non-existent. You know, the realize total non-existent, but the self I may level is non-existent, and so the because holding tonga is the existence, you know, the something like. Because holding tonga, so then there's I exist something like that. You know. So when this, you know, what Lama Tsongkhapa explained in three principal aspects of Pachung Lai, when this word is a Jundanaya Lua, Metong Shemikwe, Teso, Kanye Kun Shikpa, Tene Sangye Jebe Lamla Shus. Seeing the cause and effect, unbed train forever. Maybe there's so kind, maybe there's so kind, kunship. And then any, you see, what is focused is the trust to, you see, any object is the, you see, so that the real eye, you see, existing from inside, you see. So, see. So the mikpa, the focus, what is to believe or trust to, you see, coming any kunshipas, all completely collapsed. All completely collapsed. But collapsed sounds like more house collapsed, you know, physical sounds like that, but anyway, all shikwa collapsed, you see. Then that person then Sangye Jebe Lamla Shus, entered in the path, pleasing all the Buddhas. Then that person is entered in the path, that is pleasing all the Buddhas, numberless Buddhas. Oh, yeah. One has to understand that once you have this experience. Once you have this experience, exactly happened what Lama Tsongkhapa said to you. You see, and you see exactly according to what he expressed there. So, therefore, anybody comes to you and tells it's wrong, you see, it's impossible to change your. It's impossible to change your view. Your discovery is impossible. Somebody comes to you and tells this is totally wrong. So there are many people who criticize Lama Tsongkhapa's view, the teachings on emptiness. Yeah, and the text, wrote text, and you know, somebody is saying that is a totally wrong view. That many people criticize or teaches. Their texts. But you see, now here, no matter what they say, but here you have your own discovery, so exactly what he explained there, you see, you know, experience. So, discovered. So, it's your discovery, you see, so exactly what he said. So, it's impossible to cheat you. Impossible, nobody can cheat you. You see, once you discover, nobody can cheat you about emptiness. You see, this is a wrong view. Nobody can cheat you. I want to say that. I think it's also very important to say that. Nobody can cheat you. Nobody. So it's very clear to you. It's very clear to you. That's one. Nothing to the reality, but just somebody believe. So other learned one, how much they say, you know, they present you this is wrong and this like this, emptiness like this. So you see what they say, so cannot cheat you. So it's very useful to have, it's extremely beneficial to have the sightseeing, not only sightseeing outside, but sightseeing in the Lamrim, you know, sightseeing in the path, sightseeing in the Lamrim. See the discovery. So you see, nobody can cheat you. So that's very important. Otherwise, you see, you don't have clear understanding, then you meet somebody else, and somebody who's very good in talking, and then your mind is converted very easily. Somebody who's very good talking, you see, because yourself doesn't have wisdom. You see what is correct, what is wrong, what is correct, you see. So all of that. Then very easily you can get converted, you see. So now you see, go back. Now go back to sleep. So when the eye appear, for example, the eye appear, we have also Rangyubha's objective repeated, you see, the true existence, I complete existence from the side, you see. Without depending on appearing and valid mind, undefected mind, labeling, depending on that, truly existing from the side, you see, is there, you see, this hallucination there is. Rangyubha, the Prasangika, Svatantra school, their point of view, reality, see, right view is that. This eye is empty of truly existence, complete existence from inside, without appearing and labeling, being labeled by the undefeated, valid mind. the eye is labeled by mind, but not merely labeled by mind, because it exists from the society. Anything exists, there should be existence from its own side. They don't believe the true existence. And their point of view of true existence, they don't believe, see, that the I is true existence. Their connotation, you see, which I explained before, complete existence from inside. That one they don't believe. What they believe is that the I is not merely labeled by mind. They cannot accept that, merely labeled by mind. If they accept that, they fall nihilism. I do not exist, you see. So therefore, they cannot accept the I is a label, mere labeled by mind. They can't accept, but they can accept that they accept labeled by mind. Labeled by mind. And also, one reason why they can't accept is mere labeled by mind is because they believe that I should exist from its side. There should be something from its side. When we think like that, there should be something from inside, So that's like Rangyubha, you see, or Savatana school, or the belief, you see, there should be something. Otherwise, how things can exist? It's impossible, you see. There should be something from inside. So they think that. So then that's why they can't accept can't accept that the I exists merely left by mind. They can't accept that. So that's why one must know now. That's why the Rangjiba, the person from the school, accept I exist from its own side. Rangmanjiba, Rangshinjiba exists by its nature. They accept that. So they don't say it is Dambartruva, truly existent, for their mind, you see, their connotation of truly existent, you see. So they think that way. So that they don't accept. So now, they believe the I is exists from outside. I exist from its own side. Exist by its nature. All this is. They believe that. So now listen here. The Prasangika school. You see what Savatana school, Rangjiba, believe I exist from inside, exist by nature. All that is the meaning of true existence according to Pasangika school, Tanjiva. So that is the meaning of true existence according to Prasangika school. So Prasangika school, you see, if the I exists from its own side, then that is truly existent. That's why I'm saying the Prasangika school view of truly existent different from the Prasangika school, Rangjiba, the meaning of truly existent is different. So here, Swatana school believed I exist from its own side, there should be something from that. Exist from its own side, exist by nature. Then they think right view. They think this is reality. They think this is reality, but this is according to the Prasangika school, this is what doesn't exist at all. So this is what object to be reputed, according to Prasangika school. This is what is object to be reputed, you see. Gangcha, according to Prasangika school. This completely, totally, non-existent, right there. So the I, what is appearing, existing from inside, completely, totally, non-existent, right there. So it's very, very, very important to see generally the whole process and the different schools, their view, you see, what they think truth and what they think they see, hallucination, the gacha, or the wrong view. And that's especially between Rangjiba and Tanjiba, the Savatanga school and the Prasangika school. So if one understands well the Prasangika school view, you see, then that's exactly what. Then you come to know what the Prasangika school view is, objective reputed is. That what they think is right is. What they think is right is completely wrong, Prasangika school view, you see. This, is that okay? So say, so we have when we think about you see existing power. Not appearing to you, not merely labeled by mind. So to go very subtle, to analyze the dakcha, subtle. And then you see, not merely labeled by mind. I appearing to you, not merely labeled by mind. Labeled by mind, but there's something. There should be something from the inside, So that, something very, very subtle hallucination, the objective perception. So that gakcha, called personal school, so there's something from the inside, okay? Oh, that total nonsense. You have to realize that. So only that, then realization emptiness. That you can eradicate the root of samsara ignorance. Okay, again went round. The last one you see, the very subtle object. Subtle hallucination, the gangcha object repeated there. Passing a school view, that one. So the extremely subtle one is there, also there, you see. We let our mind, also living our life completely, we have been living our life, with this superstitious mind, totally trusting, believing this. All this hallucination, including the personal self, the objective repeated as a reality, truth. Then all the rest of phenomena, action, object, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, everything merely labeled by mind, it exists, everything exists being merely labeled by mind, but they're totally empty, but it's all covered by all this hallucination. All the hallucination, yourself, totally covered. this is a very good can do also meditation session, but also break time, you see. Break time, mindfulness. Inside home or outside, you see. So the practice the mindfulness. This one, what I've just said now. What the reality, everything, I, action, object, holding what the reality is. What they are real. What it is. What the real thing. And all this covered, all this hallucination covered, you see, covered hallucination. That is something real. A real car, real ice cream, okay? Because no dinner, so I should mention more yum yum. Yummy. Or pizza, or tea. What else? I don't know what else. Or maybe chocolate drink. So I should advertise more food. More yum yum. Anyway, so. All the reality, you see, all reality completely empty, but exists, but it's totally empty, but other than covered by all this hallucination, not real, all is false, false eye, false action, false object. So this is a, you know, unbelievable, most powerful meditation, say, not only session but in break times, yeah, mindfulness, really great. You see, so then you see, then during that time, also helps. No basis for attachment, no basis for anger, no basis for the discriminating thought. You see, ignorance. You see, no basis for ignorance. So mind is free. So your mind is free, you know. So you're working your liber. You're, during this time, you're working for your liberation. There's women liberation. You see, there's women liberation. I heard in Germany, some countries very strong. However, then you're really working for your liberation. You see, because this superstitious thought, you see, namdo, superstitious thought, you see, ignorance and attachment do not arise. You see, so while your mind is in this state, there's antidote against the ignorance, okay, the delusion, all the delusions, okay. So you're working for the say, this is a to achieve liberation. You're working to achieve liberation, ultimate happiness. Never happened before. Never happened this life. Never happened from beginningless rebirth. So you see, in the world, in the West, you see, where nobody went, you see, oh, you try to go, where nobody went, you see, you try to go, the number how dangerous it is, doesn't matter, you know, there, you try to go there, because nobody went there, you try to go there, you see, how many people trying to climb the Mount Everest? So many people try to climb the Mount Everest. You know, I see the TV that. So they go to climb the Mount Everest, and many people they change their mind. So it's so hard, so difficult. Many people they want to go back. One person talks to them, you know, gives advice to really inspire them, you know, to climb. See, so then they try to go. Then they try to go, but of course, much less who actually go on top. So anyway, then you see the mountain. When you climb the mountain, you see like this, where there's no like this. You see where nobody goes that way. You see, like, you know. So then somebody try to go that way where nobody goes, you see, so dangerous, so try to go that way. So, you see, there are so many things like that in the West, you see, what people try to achieve, you know. Something that you have never done this life, then, oh, you know, I haven't seen that country, you know, so very important to see, to experience, see something to be experienced. But here we're talking about ultimate happiness. You never achieved from beginningless rebirth. So of course, from Western point of view, of course, it's the most. Because you put every effort, every second. Every second life, you know, need to put effort, you know, on that, you see. So this is without talking enlightenment, you see. anyway, session can also break time, you know, break time is mindfulness, and it's so good. And it's, a different way of thinking. You see, from beginning to put up to now, our mind, we let our mind to trust. I mean, to believe all this true. This I, actually, all this, you know, all the hallucinations that appear, all the personal view, objective, to say, the true. You see, all this true. See, so that superstitious thought. Superstitious thought, why? Because it's not true. You know what you believe doesn't exist. It's not there. So you by analyzing, you realize it doesn't exist. You see. So you see, you realize what exists. You know? You realize what ignorance believe doesn't exist through analysis, through meditation, you see. Yeah, that. So, because the concept is this was just thought, you see, or letting to believe all this, you see, trusting, see, believing. So, we've been suffering up to now, from beginning to up to now. Most, say, suffering pain, suffering change, also the sometimes pleasure, then pervasive compound suffering, this I guess, you see. Yeah. Pervaded by suffering, the being able to control common delusion, contaminated seed of delusion, you see. So the goodness taken, the aggregates, you see, goodness that gets it, that was pervaded by suffering, you see. Life from beginning, I said about that now, you see. So we never had 1 second break from the suffering. So now we need to change this. Now think differently. See, in San Francisco, in the street, San Francisco, you see, in the road, there was a put his son's portrait, his son's picture, you see, large, his son's portrait in the street, you see. I put, in the street, you see, put there. Then says, think differently. But that is I haven't seen other places, but there, San Francisco, there was an institute put there. I think it's an excellent idea. I think it's a very, very good idea. Because most people have, anyone who is under the control of karma and delusion, anyone who is under the control of delusion, karma and delusion, there's a suffering, there's a problem, there's the suffering. Anyone who is under the control of karma and delusion, that's the real suffering. You know? You see, not free from karma and delusion. So that's why I have to experience suffering, which is suffering, all day suffering, sin, suffering, death, suffering, aggregate, you see that. Not finding satisfaction, all that, you see. Samsara enjoyment, you see. I could never get satisfaction. So basic suffering is that. You have to know that basic suffering is that. Being under the control of karma delusion, you see. So anyone, you see, in samsara, suffering. That's the basic thing.